taking up the shield of faith. A major part of our spiritual warfare is recognizing that Satan is going to be doing his best to attack us and bring us down by using what this verse calls fiery darts or flaming arrows or flaming missiles. Satan frequently shoots these fiery darts at God's children in an attempt to render us useless for God. They come in various forms. For example, our own thinking can be like fiery darts coming at us. Satan works through our minds. We will have to deal with ugly thoughts or temptations or unbelief or distracting thoughts that want to get us away from focusing on what God wants us to be focusing on. Satan also uses the mouths, the tongues of other people. Sometimes really good people, sweet people, people we love. But he will use their mouths from time to time to shoot fiery darts at us, which can be in the form of criticism or discouraging words or words that create fear in us, cause us to be afraid and worried, or harsh words or hurting words, sarcastic words, deceiving words. There are all kinds of ways that words can hurt us, and they can come from people who are very close to us. They can come from strangers. They can come from just about anybody. And so God says we need the shield of faith to quench those flaming missiles before they ever get close to us to hurt us. Now, Jesus said very clearly in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, that he'd given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions, which are a type and representative of our spiritual enemies, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. He's going to protect us, and he protects us as a shield. It's interesting how many times in Scripture the Bible refers to God as a shield, or words similar to that, that communicate the same truth, the protecting power of God. Psalm 84, verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly." And in Psalm 18, verse 2, the Bible says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." And you notice several pictures in that verse of God's protective power. He is our fortress. He is our buckler. He is our high tower. All of those things are protective, and God protects us from those flaming missiles. He is our shield. Nahum 1:7 says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble." And of course, a stronghold has protective powers. A stronghold protects us from the enemy. Psalm 32:7 says, "You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble." And Psalm 119, verse 114 says, "You are my hiding place and my shield." So again, the picture is of being protected by God as God surrounds us with himself as a shield. Psalm 27:1 says, "The Lord is the strength of my life." Again, the picture of a shield is communicated there. And then Psalm 91:4, another beautiful picture, but it carries the same meaning. "He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler." The protective power of God pictured very beautifully there. He also uses his angels as a shield. In Psalm 34, verse 7, it says, "The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fears him and delivers them, protecting us from enemies." And of course, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ serves as a shield about us. Revelation 12:11 says that we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. Now, he says this shield is the shield of faith. Obviously, he is our shield, but he shields us because we're trusting him. Our faith is in him. Now, don't get confused about faith. Faith is not something that we conjure up by just trying real hard to work up faith. Faith is a gift that comes from God, and He gives faith by the use of His Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so God communicates faith to us and gives us the gift of faith as we meditate on His Word, and as we get more of His Word inside us, faith grows. But faith is a gift. In Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Hebrews says Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. He starts it, He ends it. He's the source, He's the conclusion. Our faith is from God. Our faith is in God, our faith is from God. And we recognize it's totally God who's protecting us here. He's the one giving us the faith. It's true in 1 John 5:4, God says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But we must remember as we read that our faith is a gift from God. So when I put on this piece of armor, the shield of faith, I will usually say, "Lord, I thank you for the gift of faith that you're giving me through your word." And I claim that faith. I receive that faith because it's a gift from you. And my faith is in you, and you are my shield. And I thank you for being a shield about me, a mighty fortress, a strong tower, a sure defense, my rock and my deliverer, my protector. I thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ working as a shield, and for the way you quench all the flaming missiles before they ever get to me, because you are my shield, you are my stronghold, you're my protector. You might even want to add a little modern terminology there, you know, something that would communicate today the same truth would be, "Lord, thank you that you're my nuclear fallout shelter, or you're my nuclear bunker." Whatever brings the picture of protective power is a good picture, because God protects us from Satan's attacks through the shield of faith.